I'm really surprised. I don't know why I should be surprised, but just on this sort of walk, suddenly hearing church bells. And of course, Christmas Eve is a quite likely time to be hearing them. You know, I really have absolutely no idea where I am. I think I'm walking back in the right direction. I also saw my first squirrel of this visit, which was a bit lovely. Birds, pigeons, in fact. This is still the 24th of December. This may be the prelude to Mole Out Loud for Christmas Day and Mole Out Loud 948. I'm trying to find my way home, but just also enjoying the surprises. One of the reasons I'm a bit concerned about where I am is that I thought something had happened to the bells here. I thought that they weren't being rung. When I say here, I mean in my sister's town. And so is the steeple I can see and the bells I can hear, are they from the wrong village? Maybe it's just that last time I was here they weren't operating. Because everything else feels right. It's not the same path I took to get to the old oak tree. But I think it might be parallel. I have been out for much longer than I intended to be. Had more time, I'd wander over to the church and go up to the bell tower and say hello, but they may be ringing a quarter, of course. In which case, I couldn't. Ah. I thought they might be coming into rounds. In Switzerland, all the footpaths are very clearly marked, where they're going to and how far they are. Here the only markers tell you whether it's a footpath or not. I have two choices. Really, I do feel as if I'm a bit in the middle of a Christmas card. There are the bells, and then there was a train kind of picturesquely coming through and tooting. And I've just been watching three squirrels go up into the branches and leap from one tree to the next. Holly on my left. I've recognised where I am. I've just come to the spot where I veered off to the right to what I thought was might be somebody's private estate. So I'm on the right track. So I shall pick up again tomorrow where I'm leaving off now. And now it's the 25th of December, and this is the 948th Mull Out Loud podcast. It's Christmas morning, and it's an overcast day, but it was really cold this morning. We had frost on the grass, and felt at it, so although there's no snow or anything quite like that, there's a nip in the air and I can feel it on my nose. We are about to head off for the pub for some communal gathering after last night, where there was a candle lit service in a very, very old church. I think it was 12th century, the foundations, and a couple, a medieval edition and then an 18th century edition on top of that. And so we were in darkness and then lit candles. It was quite beautiful, I have to say, you know, although I don't go to church. Well, I go and ring bells, but I hardly ever go inside a church. But it was amazing. It was very full of people, and we had mulled wine and mince pies afterwards. So really making the most of it being a midwinter and dark season for Christmas, which was great. This morning I was given a stocking, which it's the first stocking I think I've had for 50 years, so that's a pretty amazing thing. So I'm just in this little in-between space. It's very quiet here. I don't expect it'll be quiet at the pub. But I did really want to say, wish you all a happy Christmas, but particularly wanted to wish those of you who are on your own or in a difficult situation all the best for Christmas too, because it can be such a hard time. I'm very, very lucky this year. And in the last few years, I've had Christmas with lovely people and who aren't family but are friends. So I've been very fortunate, but I have certainly had Christmases on my own that have been a bit bleak. So I do really, really wish you all the best, and I will think of you today during the day too. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.